Matilda, daughter of Henry I and granddaughter of the Conqueror, came tantalizingly close not only to establishing her right to the throne, but also to securing an unequivocal hold on power. She did so in a political world where boundaries, laws, and precedents were drawn and redrawn with almost every generation, partly because of the fluidity of an uninstitutionalized government, and partly because newly Norman England was not bound by the example of its Anglo-Saxon past. In one sense, then, this militarized society, where monarchs were required to be soldiers, feudal lords at the head of a personal following, offered little scope for female leadership. But at the same time, there were few formal, explicitly articulated obstacles standing in the way of female rule. And despite contemporary assumptions about the limitations of her sex, Matilda tested the presupposition of male sovereignty almost to destruction. She did not succeed, nor did she unequivocally fail. Because her challenge ended in concession and compromise, the precedent it set was partial and complex. Women, it seemed, could not expect to exercise royal power in their own right. But Matilda both transmitted her claim to her son and played an influential role in his councils. The lesson of her failure to secure the throne, and the story of the 4 centuries that elapsed before the claims of her female Tudor descendants, was, therefore, not straightforwardly that of exclusion of women from power in England.